Vayter in Shasrin Daf Nun Ches, picking up on Nun Zayin Mabez by the bottom of the page, second to last line. This shir is Le'iloi Nishmas Zecharia Shimon Ben Yitzchak HaKohen. This is Rabbi Zecharia Wallerstein. I don't want to get started because I get too emotional about it, but it should be Eloi of his neshama. He was a part of a chabura. He told me that he listened to my shir, to this shir, this Gemara shir, every single day. So Bez Hashem, this should be an Eloi for his neshama. Should continue going Mechayel El Chayel upstairs. Bez Hashem, Hashem Yazar. Okay, Basiris Tovas to everyone. Here we go. So says the Gemara. Yesterday we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about whether yesh chuppah lipsulos or not. Rav said yesh, Shmuel said ain. In Rashi's words, if a kohen gadol does chuppah with a widow, who's a bas kohen? Again, a kohen gadol with a widow who's not allowed to be with almana, and she happens to be a bas kohen, so she eats truma from her father's house beforehand, and doesn't have biyah. So what happens? They do chuppah. Just they go under the chuppah, which usually does nisuin, but they didn't do any biyah. And he didn't do any kiddushin first. So he skipped stage one, went straight to stage two. Even so, pasla mitruma of her father's household. She can no longer go back to papa's house. Since chuppah is kikinisas bi'ila. That's going to Rav. However, Shmuel argues and says that you can still eat chuma from her father's home, and chuppah doesn't impact that. We're not going to see a third opinion on the matter. That's Rav, that's Shmuel. Now we're going to see Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rami Bar Chama, yesh chuppah lipsulos. He says this idea, the discussion of yesh chuppah lipsulos or ein, this idea is banu lemachlokas Rabbi Meir verelozer Rabbi Shimon. Right, this is the machlokas that we saw in the Mishnah. Falls in that machlokas that according to Rabbi Meir, beep, turn the page, nun ches. Le Rabbi Meir, the Amar Kiddushin Pasli. According to Rabbi Meir, he says Kiddushin alone. You just do Kiddushin. It's Pasli from eating Truma. She's not allowed to be with her. She's not allowed to eat from Papa's house anymore. Since Mishtameris le Bia Psula, she's going to go into a Bia Psula, that's where she's headed towards. So to Chuppah, it will passel her from eating Truma since Mishtaber slippy psula. That's the way that we see it. So the Rabbi Meir, Dami Kiddushin Pasli, Chubanami Pasli. The Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, but them, Dami Kiddushin Lo Pasli, Chubanami Lo Pasli. But according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say the Kiddushin does not passel her from eating Truma. She can eat from Papa's Truma. So same thing over here. So to Chuppah will not passel from eating Truma as well. Comes along the Gemara now, rejection. Umimai, how can you compare these two ideas? Umimai, Dilma adkan lo kam Rabbi Meir hasam ela bekidushin de kanila. Avachupa de lo kanila lo. Right? Maybe Rabbi Meir only says his opinion by our Mishnah, where there's a kinyan happening through kidushin. But this case of chuppah, which doesn't affect the kinyan at all, then he does not disqualify. From this doesn't disqualify her from having truma from Papa's house. Says Rashi, if you look at the second line, chuppah eino kona below kesef oshtar okudushibia kedisha berakam yidushin. It doesn't do a thing. Therefore, he wouldn't say such a thing. So don't try to compare it. Inami, another way of rejecting this is to say, from the angle of Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, inami ad kan lo kama Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hasam in our Mishnah el bekedushin delo krivi lebia avachuba de krivi lebia hachanami de pasla. Right? Maybe Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, only say by our Mishnah that he doesn't passel her from Truma. Why? Since Kiddushin isn't Kriva Lebia. It's not the stage. It's way before Bia. It's Kiddushin only later. But by Chuppah, which is like on the same page as Nisuin, right, which is Kriva Lebia, he would say that she would be passel from Papa's Truma. So we've knocked away successfully the third opinion, that of Rabbi Bar Chama, trying to equate this case with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. All right. Ela'i kalameimar, if you really want to compare it to something, right, then if you want to equate it to a Machlokas Tanoim, it would be the following one, which, by the way, we're going to reject this one also. Ela'i kalameimar beplukta de hani tanoim. It'd be on this following brace, Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya relates in the brace, nisu zu vizu. It says in the brace that if you have a kohen, well, we're going to explain what that means, right? Nisu zu vizu, ksherus upsulos. If you were to have, Rashi says that's explaining this, right? The ksherus upsulos means nisu zu vizu, that if a kohen would go and do nisuin with a woman who is either kosher to him or who is not good to him. We're looking at this as two different cases. We're going to see in a moment it's actually one case. But if you have a kohen did nisuin with either a kosher apostle, or let's say they did chuppah but didn't do biyah, then ochlos mishalo v'ochlos betruma. They can, again, or we're going to say it's not really or, but or they did chuppah but didn't do biyah, they eat from him, namely he feeds them, and they can eat truma. Side explanation, nichnesu, mechlal denisu, nisu mamish. Are we saying that the second case says nichnesu, without bia, that it means that the first case is with bia? Can't be. Because then of course she can't eat truma anymore. She's a chalala. Rather, it's chuppah without bia. So there aren't two cases here. Number two is really explaining number one. That's all that it means. That's what it's explaining. Okay, now back to our case. So, vikatani, ochlos mishalov, ochlos betruma. We said in that case, she eats from him and eats truma. Rashi says, the chuppa lo pasla. Right? So we see the chuppa doesn't mess her up. Ein chuppa lipsulos. Versus, now we have the other one opinions, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer. Kol shabiasa machilasa. Anytime you're gonna have a bia that will go ahead and allow her to eat truma, chupasa machilasa. Then the chupa will. Kol she'ein biasa machilasa. Anytime it won't allow it to happen, then ein chupasa machilasa. Oh, so what do we see? He says that if the bia with the coin allows it to eat truma, in other words, it's a kasha to get bia, then we're gonna say that the chupa allows it to eat truma also. And if not, then not. So what do you see? Yesh chuppah lipsulos. Oh, so that's similar to ours. The Gemara, rejection, mimai. How could you go and compare these cases? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel, the case of Dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Karebi Meir's Sfilei. Maybe it's like Rabbi Meir, this is a Kiddushin, that by Kiddushin she can't eat. Not because it's crazy, because of what we were thinking now, but simply just like Rabbi Meir. You know why? Because she's Mishtameris labia psula. And nothing to do with whether with the chuppah of the kohen. Right? So Dilma, Da'amar Kiddushin la'achla. The question mark, exclamation point, to which case you can't compare them. Now we try to bring it back, and where it says, no, but high kol she'ein biyasa mechilasa ein chupasa mechilasa. Kol she'ein biyasa mechilasa ein kaspa mechilasa mi ba'ilei. If that's really true, then he's disqualifying her from truma because of the kiddushin. Then what it should have said, wherever Bia will go ahead with a coin, does not call She'ein Biasa. Anytime it's not going to Machilasa, it doesn't give her to eat, then Ein Chupa Machilasa, and call She'ein Biasa Machilasa, Ein Kaspa Machilasa. Whenever the Bia will not allow her to eat, then even Kesef won't go ahead and allow her to eat either. So it's going, no, you're right, but still, you're wrong. Right? Why is that? Because Dilma, I did the Amr the Tanakama Chuppah, simply just because the Tanakama used the Lashon of Chuppah, so Amr Iu Nami Chuppah, he also used the case of Chuppah. But he's actually saying from earlier, and that is from Kiddushin, so we have no way of comparing these cases. Amr Avam, Rav comes up and he backs up Rav, backs him up, supports him, and says, Yesh Chuppah Lip Sulos. Meaning, like we said already, that the ways of Rasha, we opened up to a coin gadol, there's a chuppah with an almana who's a bas coin, and she's eating from father's house, and then they don't do bia, but they do, and they didn't do kiddushin either, and then what they just did is, all they did is chuppah. It's going to possibly truma messes up, she can't eat from papa's house anymore. Yesh, chuppah, lipsulos. Chuppah does apply by the thing of psulos, and therefore it's, she's not going to have truma anymore. Let's back it up. Amar Vam Hambil Sa, Amar Rav Shesis. Rav Shesis said the following. Enlightened their eyes from the Mishnah. What did he say? Yesh chuppa lipsulos. Pretty straightforward, like Rav says, Vitanatuna, and we also saw this in a Mishnah in Sota. Amen, amen, kol Yisrael, amen. The Pasuk says by the Kohen, by the Sota, it says, when the Kohen is trying to explain to the woman who's suspected of being a Sota of what's going to happen to her, of committing adultery, which is called the Sota now, and they say to her that, you know, you're going to have bad stuff, you're going to explode or implode or whatever it is, and she has to say, Amen, Amen. Why does it say Amen, Amen? Let's break that down. When it says in the Pasuk, what it is that, oh, did I skip a little bit? Amen. Shalosatisi arusa unasua shemeshavim ukenusa. She's saying amen that what? That she wasn't, she didn't do the wrong thing. Whether when she was in Arusa or Nesua or she was a Shemer Yavam or even after she was married. She said, I didn't do nothing, even like after Yibam. Hi, Arusa Hechidami. Now, when she says Amen that I didn't do this even during the times of Arusa, what does it mean? Elam Adakani La Kishi Arusa, if you want to say that we're talking about the case of where he came along and he was Koner when she was in Arusa, he warned her. Kani means like keen of a steer. He warned her not to be allowed with this person. And it was referencing is at the time when they were just in the state of Erisin, the Kamaska La Kishi Arusa, and she's drinking the water, she's Arusa, that can't be because Arusa bas mishtiyahi, does she come and drink the waters? Arusa does about time to mishta in sota daf chav gimel base. Arusa v'shaber siyavam lo shosos, they don't drink v'lozuksuva, they just go out without a ksuva, they're done. Okay, so they can't be talking about that. Ella dekani la kishi Arusa. I was talking about the case when she was warned when she was in Arusa v'estatra, and then she went alone with this guy, which she wasn't allowed to do. Uk v'kamashka la kishi nesua, and they waited till she was in nesua, and then we came along and we gave her what to drink. What? But mimbat kabalamaya with a will the waters even check her? Remember, the waters have to check her, and if she was wrong, she dies a painful death, and if she's right, she gets blessed. But the water check in such a circumstance? V'nika ha'ish me'avon. The actual husband has to be clean from all sin. Bizman sha'ish menuka me'avon. If that's the case, then a mayim bot ken osishto, then it checks her. But ain't a ish menuka me'avon, if he's not free of sin, then ain't a mayim bot ken osishto. Now, clearly, he's not free of sin over here. We're talking about the case that they did, it was at the time of Erisin. In other words, no hanky-panky went on between the husband and wife yet, right? There was no relationship yet. And you're saying you warned as an Arusa, and then she went alone, and then afterwards it was Maskala when she was in Nesua, and you want to talk about the fact that she's in Nesua, in other words, that she had Bia, so then now it's not good, because he's not allowed to have Bia with her, because he suspects her of being a Sota. So clearly the waters won't work there either. Ella Dekani Lok, because she Arusa, must have been, he warned her when she was in Arusa. The Istatra, then she went alone with someone when she was in Arusa. And all he did was chuppah, and yet he didn't nival, he didn't have beer with her. Shmamina, that must be the only case here. So it must be that what? Shmamina, yes, chuppah lepsulos. Must be that chuppah actually works with psulos. Like Rav said. Amar Rav, a nice try. V'tizbar the homit teratzdei. Do you really think that this is accurate? Do you think you did this right? V'haki also Rabbi Acha bar Chinina midroma. Also v'aisim asnis to be day. Mibaladei isheich. Pasuk says, but other than your husband, we're saying there's a person who slept with you other than your husband, means Misha Kadma Shivas Baal Leboil. It's got to be that what Sota is only going to work when the husband's Bia comes before someone else's Bia. Velosha Kadma Shivas Baal Lebal, and not if this other person is before her. So you can't say that when she's in Arusa, that she's going to go ahead and have this water, and it's actually going to do something over here. Something is not right. It's got to be off in terms of the Lashoinus over there. No, comes along the Gemara, says, Amar Rabbi Mechama, Mishkachasa. No, we found the case. When is that? When is the case of an Arusa, and he was already with her? Kegon Shabal Arusa b'Mesavia is when he was with her before. Rashi says, Kodem Stira. Well, Olam Etaretzti, and really everything is good and dandy. Says the Gemara, but hold on a second, the Kavasag Abi Shomeris Yavam, how are you going to go and find that to be a case which is parallel in a case of Shomeris Yavam? Shabala Yavam Bebes Chamia? You're going to say that the Yavam had a relationship with her while she was Bebes Avia in her father's home? Beep, turn the page. Nun Chesam Bebes, Shomeris Yavam Karisla. But if that's the case, what are you going to call it? Shomeris Yavam? Ishtam Aliyahi. That's not called the Shomeris Yavam anymore. Once he does that, now she's called straight up Ishtam Aliyah. That's like, that is his wife. The Ha'amar Rav, Kana Lakol. Rav is the one who says that if a Yavam does a state of relationship, whether it's Shogeg or Ona, Saratza, and Redivim, it's not such a Gishmak Azach, without any Kavana, it still works for everything, like we said earlier. It's Gemara Kishmuel. We can say the words of the Mishnah works like the word of Shmuel. The Amar Lokana El Ledvarim Amurim Beparsha. The only thing that requires the things that are written in the Parsha. Things like getting inheritance and things like that. But not that they're considered completely married. Midihu Taima El Lerav. But didn't we bring this whole thing as a raya for Rav and not for Shmuel? So once we did that, what are you coming and answering with in Shmuel? That's not going to help. Ha'amar Rav Kana L'Kol, and he says that it's Kona for everything, and therefore he's no longer called Yavama. As he says, Kana L'Kol, but be a Shogeg Umezid. Everything's going to be good and dandy. So we're back to our question. So we'll make it work even in the world of Rav. Hacha b'may, askinon, what are we dealing with? Kigon da'avad b'maymer. Oh, baby, still called Shemeres Yavam because he did maymer with her. first he warned her, then she did this. Rashi says, he warns her. She goes ahead and is, you know, goes along with that guy. He then goes and does Mimer. And now it says that what? And this is works. This is Bishamah who says this idea that Mimer is kind of a complete and total Kenyan. As more Iachi, if that is really true, if you want to say that's the case, Hainu Arusa, that's the same case as the Arusa. Why double up? What are you gaining over here? Says the Gemara, Litamech, according to you, right? Even the way you want to understand it, Nesua Ukenusa, Lavcha de Milsi, aren't those considered the same also? A Nesua or a Kenusa, where there's someone who's Machnas is Yavam, that also ends up being the same. Ela Nesua Didei Ukenusa de Chavre, meaning marrying his brother's wife, and Hachanami Arusa Didei and Shomer Siavam de Chavre, meaning the brother's wife, so everything is good. All right, that's one way of understanding how we understand the Mishnah. And beautiful, we backed it up. Now it comes along and say, Litavra Papa Amar. Hi, Tana, who? No, the Tana of the Mishnah that we brought down in Sota is the following. The Tana wrote in a Braisa. Ain Mekanan lo la Arusa laskosa kishi Arusa. Ava Mekanan osa laskosa kishi inesua. A husband can't, lakina, meaning warn his wife to not be alone with the person to an Arusa in order that you're going to end up having her drink it while she's still in a state of Arusa. Aval, you can warn her laskosa kishi inesua while she's in Arusa. That in a way that she's going to end up drinking it when she is in a sua. This clearly goes against what we said earlier, that it has to be that the husband had a relationship with the wife before the other man did, and the fact that he has to be free of sin because he slept with her after the fact. But so he seems to be saying straight up over here that if he warns her when she's in a rusa, and then he goes and he has tashmish with her becoming in a sua, and then the waters will still work. Okay, that's another way of understanding it. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says al yedei gilgul, something known as gilgul shvua, and that is the husband goes out and makes his wife make a swear. But we're talking about over here in what case? It was after nisuin and everything was said and done, and at that case he goes and he warned her, and then she maybe had kina and stira with her, she had stira with the person, and while she's making the shvua, though, she ends up making the shvua including the time when she was in an arusa as well. Says Rashi, Rav Nachman Amar Masnisim b'dalo kina v'lo istatra kishi arusa. It was aval kina la mishenisa v'istatra, and then she went alone. Umaska la yide kinoi shel achshav, and only because of this one. Umagalgan ale shvua kol yomim shay setachtav mishenis arusa, and we extend the shvua to include other times when she was under his jurisdiction, meaning one from the times that they were already engaged. V'nivdika, and it's going to check her. Umikan legalgul shvua min haTorah. From here we see legalgul shvua is min haTorah. This is going from the pesukim in the pasuk there, so in the Torah. Ideal gilgul, but what comes out at the end of this whole kum d'chayis is that you have no raya over here for Rav, right? Because now we're going to say this is not talking about where chuppah was done or whatever it is, but it was a full on. Everything was fine. Of straight up nisuin, they got married. Everything's beautiful, and then he did kinar stira, and it's including the time when she was a Arus. So this is not be arrived for Rav, this Mishnah and Sota. Period. And now let's get into a teaching, shall we? Shalach Rav Chanina Meshed Rav Yochanan. He said the following. Oseh Mimer B'Yivimdo. Someone does Mimer on the Yavama. Reuven dies and then Rachel falls to Shimon. He does Mimer with her. V'yesh lo Achin is another brother that's there, Levi. Afilu hu Kohen v'hi Kohenes. Even if he is a Kohen and she is a Kohenes, meaning she's a Bas Kohen. Pasla mina truma. She's not pasla to go ahead to eat truma until they finish off yibum. She says ad sheyichnas, until he finishes off. Why is it really she should be able to have truma at this stage? The answer is because she's mishtameres lebia from the other brothers over here. So therefore, it's pasla mina truma. She's not allowed to go ahead and have truma. Liman, who is this working in the world of? Again, over here, she has to wait until actually full on yibum occurs to be able to eat the truma. So now, Laman, who's this going? Like, Ilei Melev Meir, if you want to say this is going to Rebbe Meir, then we know what he's saying in our Mishnah. He said that Mishtameres Labia Psula can't eat Truma. So you want to say that? So it's going like, then Amar Da'amar Rebbe Meir Mishtameres Labia Psula. When does he say that? Does he say this by the case of Durabanan? Because over here, this case is when one of the brothers did Mimer, and therefore she's usher to the other brothers, only Midurabanan. So Rabbi Amar, Vela Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, must be it's going according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who say that if you have a woman who's waiting for Mishtameres Labia, doesn't go and mess up Truma, But when is that so? Hashta b'shtemeres l'biya p'sula d'araisa achla. In a case where the rabbanim yibai, if they would say that even if you're mishtamesh to be a psula on the raisa level, they let you eat. So the rabbanim, when we say you're not going to let you, of course you let. So it seems like it doesn't go like anyone. Says the Gemara, so therefore we have to get rid of the way that he says and explain it differently. Elikiyasa Ravinami, he said, Asa ba maimir, bivim tovi does maimir with yivama, divya kolachla. Everybody says that she can eat. Where? Back at Papa's house. She can eat from Papa's house. And if he does maimir, he can eat from Big Papa, because she's a bas kohen. However, let's say, yeshlo achalo, let's say Shimon has a brother who's Levi and he's a chalal because the father ended up having a relationship with her. Remember, they share the same father, but they don't share the same mother because he ended up with a grusha and had her. Divrei akol eino echelas. Everyone says she's not allowed to eat teruma. And now that's a deoraisa dekamishta meris, because if he ends up having relations with her, just gibum with her, she can't have chum anymore because he's a chalal. Divrei akol eino echelas. Lo nechaku ela shenasan laget. The only machlokas is in a case where he gives a get. So Reuven dies, Shimon goes and gives a get. Now, when Shimon goes and gives her a get, we know that what happens is that midorabanan, he no longer has a zik anymore. He can't marry her. And he's also to be with her. Midoraisa, though, nothing really changed. So, after she gets a get from the Yavama, we could say about her that she's midorabanan mishtameres labia asura. And in this case, the Yavam, who is a Kohen, is also going to be also to be with her on midorabanan, because she's like a grusha. And this is where the machlokas is. If Yochan Amar Ochelas, he says that she can go and she can eat, no problem, she can eat Papa's food. If Yochan Amar Ochelas, she's not allowed to eat Papa's food anymore. If Yochan Amar Ochelas, you're allowed to, why? Because I feel Rabbi Meir, even go to Rabbi Meir, Amar Ochelas, you can't eat it. Tani Mili Mishtabes to be a Pseudo Raisa, which is not the case over here. If there are Banan Ochelas, she can actually eat. If Yochan Amar Ochelas, she can't eat, why? Because I feel Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Ochelas, so you can eat it. That's Tani Mili the Yishlo Lahechel Makam Acher. That's only talking about a case where the Kohen, who's also to be with her now because of the get, to be the Rabbanon, has the ability to go ahead. This is a throwback, we saw this a couple days ago. In a case where you could have given, could have fed her this type of food in under circumstances, then you could do it here also. So, ha, nimili di yesh lo lachem makamacher. Avalacha kivin de in lo lachem makamacher, lo. Since we gave her a get, so we cut off the relationship altogether. Therefore, ein lo lachem makamacher, there's no makamacher. Then what happens? She's not letting truba. He can now go ahead and allow her to eat truma. You know why? Because if he gives her a full-on divorce straight up, then what ends up happening? She can go, meaning by doing chalitza. If he does chalitza, she now goes back to her father's house and she can start eating again. But when she does that, what happens? She's now separated from him entirely. And there she's back to her parents' house. But this Yivam over here, who got to get, Agidabe is still attached through Yibam. So when he goes and does Chalitza, she's not eating because of him. She's eating because of her parents' house, her father's house. But if she does this get shtickle, so he's still connected, but he can't have anything anymore with this particular case. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here once again. Once again, it's really Ilei Nishmas, Zechariah Shimon ben Yitzchak HaKohen. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.